Good morning.
早安。
It's always good to be with my brothers and sisters here at the Peoria Chinese Christian Church.
我总是觉得非常荣幸高兴能够跟在历程基督教会的弟兄姐妹们同在。
Thank you for the tea.
谢谢你们准备的茶水。
It's the only place I ever drink tea at church.
这是我唯一在教会有机会喝到茶的地方。
I've talked to you about the subject of progressive sanctification before.
过去我曾经跟你们谈论到逐步渐渐成圣这个主题。
But this is one of those subjects that is of utmost importance.
这个主题是非常的重要。
So, while we've talked about the subject, we've not talked about this passage of scripture.
上次我们谈论成圣的这个话题的时候，我们没有讨论到今天的经文。
So I invite you to open your Bibles to Romans chapter 6.
现在我请你们大家把圣经打开到罗马书第六章。
And while the verses are on the screen, let me encourage you to bring your Bible to church.
虽然我们的荧幕会把经文打出来，我还是鼓励大家把你的圣经带到教会来。
In case there's a power outage.
就是以防万一停电了，我们就不能靠这些电子器材。
It's just good to have your own copy of the scriptures.
如果你手边能够有你自己的圣经是非常好的一件事。
This is the most extensive passage of in the scripture on progressive sanctification.
在圣经中关于逐步成圣的经文，这一段经文是最广泛的。
Romans chapter 6, 7 and 8all talk about this subject.
罗马书第六章到第八章都是在谈论成圣的这个主题。
When we became Christians, we did not become sinless.
当我们成为信主成为基督徒以后，我们并不会马上就完全无罪了。
Are you a Christian?
你是基督徒吗？
You say, well, I'm at church, that makes me a Christian, right?
你如果说我都有来教会聚会啊，那是不是我就是一个基督徒了呢？
Not necessarily.
那可不一定。
We are not saved by the good works that we do.
我们并不是靠我们所做的好行为来得救的。
The scripture says, for by grace are you saved through faith.
圣经告诉我们，我们得救是本乎恩，因着信。
And that not of yourselves.
并不是出于自己。
It's a gift of God.
这是神的恩赐。
Not of works.
并不是出于我们自己的努力。
Lest anyone should boast.
所以没有人可以自夸。
There has to come a time in your life when you realize as a sinner you are lost.
在你生命中一定有一个时刻，你必须了解到你是一个失丧的罪人。
And that you deserve the wrath of God.
你是是因为你的罪，你是在神的震怒之下。
And that you have accepted and believed that God sent his son Jesus to die on the cross.
你愿意相信接受耶稣基督为你的罪而死在十字架上。
And you lay down your rebellion and submit to him.
你放下你自己对神的叛逆，你愿意降服于神。
Believing that he was crucified and buried and rose again for your sin.
你相信耶稣基督是被十字架钉死并且埋葬在第三日复活是为了我的罪。
Have you done that?
你是不是有这样的一个信靠呢？
People might think you've done it, but have you done it?
别人可能认为你已经认罪信靠耶稣悔改，但是你是的确如此吗？
Is Jesus your Lord and Savior?
耶稣基督是不是你的 救主与生命的主呢？
If not, what we're going to talk about is impossible for you.
如果你还没有真正悔改信主，我们今天所要谈论的成圣这个话题是与你无关的。
So I'm making the assumption that you are a Christian today.
所以我今天就假设在座的都是基督徒。
Because this book, the book of Romans, was written to Christians.
因为罗马书这封书信是写给基督徒，信主的基督徒。
In Romans 1 through 3, the first three chapters of Romans,
在罗马书的前三章，
we learn that everyone's a sinner.
我们得知所有的人都是罪人。
In Romans chapter 1, the very immoral are lost.
在罗马书第一章提到那罪道德败坏的罪行罪人。
And in Romans chapter 1, you'll see an extensive treatment of the subject of homosexuality.
同样的，在罗马书第一章，你可以看到那经文如何讨论同性恋这个罪。
That's not the only sin listed.
那只是那里所列的许多罪的其中之一。
But I thought I would mention it because we're hearing about that all the time in our culture.
我要再次指出罗马书一章谈到同性恋的罪，因为我们在我们生活的世界中常常会听到这个话题。
God can save someone in that sin. And he can save someone from that sin of homosexuality.
神是可以拯救罪人，可以拯救同性恋的人脱离同性恋的罪。
So Romans chapter 1, the very immoral are lost.
所以罗马书第一章是讲到那些道德败坏沉沦的人。
Romans chapter 2, the very moral are lost.
罗马书第二章提到那些自以为道德水准很高的人，事实上他们也是失丧的。
Romans chapter 3, all are lost.
罗马书第三章告诉我们，世上所有的人都失丧了，都是罪人。
And then in chapters 4 and 5, we learn about the doctrine of justification.
接着在第四章、第五章，我们学习到称义的这个教义。
Where God declares sinners righteous.
什么是称义呢？就是神宣告这些悔改的罪人是义人了。
It's like a judge lowering his gavel on his desk.
就好像一个法官在宣判的时候，他会举起他那个锤子，然后往桌子上一敲。
And he declares them not guilty.
然后这个法官的判决是无罪。
All because of Christ.
为什么会无罪呢？是因为耶稣基督。
One term for that is alien righteousness. Alien, like outside of myself.
为什么罪人会被称义呢？有一个词汇来形容这个，就是说这个义是从外而加在你身上的，外来的，而不是你自己本身有的。
It's not my righteousness.
不是我自己有什么好的。
Because I'm not righteous.
因为我们里面实在是没有什么正义。
It's Christ's righteousness that has been counted toward me.
是耶稣基督的义被算为是我的义被归到我身上来。
Look at Romans chapter 5 and verse 20.
让我们一起打开圣经来看罗马书第五章第二十节。
The law was brought in so that the trespass might increase, but where sin increased, grace increased all the more.
罗马书五章二十节，律法本是外迁的，叫过犯显多，只是罪在哪里显多，恩典就更显多了。
We need to make a big deal out of grace.
我们不能不一再的强调恩典的重要性。
The unmerited undeserved favor of God towards sinners.
什么是恩典呢？就是我们这些不配一点的罪人，一点好一点好事都没有的的罪人，我们得到了神的恩宠。
As most of you know, I have 4 daughters.
你们很多人大概都已经知道，我有4个女儿。
I usually bring one of them with me when I come here.
我通常都会带其中一个女儿来到我们当中。
But not today.
然而今天我女儿都没来。
Maybe next time.
也许下一次。
2 of those daughters, are in graduate school or in college.
我两个大女儿，两个比较大的女儿，一个读大学，一个读研究所。
And they stayed with us this summer.
这个暑假他们都回到家里来。
So once again, I have 5 ladies in my life this summer.
所以这个夏天我家里我就是与5位女士相处。
It's been exciting.
这是非常让人兴奋的。
My 2 oldest daughters, I have not charged rent.
我对两个大女儿住在家里，我并没有向他们索取租金。
It's been free.
他们可以免费就住在我家里。
I've not charged them for food.
我也没有要他们付食物费。
That's been free too.
我就是提供他们免费的食物给他们。
They didn't do anything to earn it.Or deserve it.
他们什么也没有做，但是他们却得到我免费供应食宿。
That's my favor on them.
这是我对他们的一个特别的一个好处。
Because I love them.
因为我爱他们。
Always.
我总是爱他们。
That's an idea of the favor of God on us.
希望你们从这里得到一点概念，就是人如何恩待我们。
Have you failed God this week?
在这个礼拜当中，你有没有在哪些行事为人上亏欠了神呢？
I have.
我有。
Several times.
不止一次，好几次。
I wish it were not true.
我希望这不是真的。
But it is true.
然而这是千真万确的，我的确亏欠神。
You ever lose your temper?
你有没有发脾气？
You ever get angry?
你有没有非常愤怒？
You look also spiritual right now. But do you ever lose your temper?
你们看起来都好像很属灵的样子，但是你们到底有没有曾经控制不住你的脾气呢？
I did that this week.
我这个礼拜的确是发脾气了。
I was at work.
我在工作的时候。
I have, depending on how you count it, you could say I have 4 jobs.
看你怎么算，我可以说我有4项工作。
Full time at United Parcel Service, air freight forwarding.
我在那个 UPS 是是一个全职的工作。
All you Caterpillar employees, we move your stuff all over the world.
UPS 帮那个卡特公司运送货物到全世界。
And that's my full-time job, second shift from about 4:30 in the afternoon till about 1 a.m. most days.
我在 UPS 是说第二个值班，就是每天下午4:30一直到半夜1:00。
Which is why my neighbor James never sees me at night during the week.
也许这就是为什么我的邻居靖远弟兄从很少看到我。
We had a particularly rough Friday night this week.
我们这个礼拜五是特别的忙碌。
I worked over 12 hours.
我工作超过了12个小时。
That's a long day.
这是非常冗长的一天。
And there was one employee...who started complaining to me.
然后有一个同事就开始对我发怨言了。
And I'm in management there.
因为我是管理阶层。
And I try to be a good testimony of the Lord Jesus there.
我一直尝试让努力为主耶稣基督做好的见证。
I witness to people about my faith.
我常常向周围的人见证我对耶稣基督的信心。
But sometimes I'm not a very good witness.
然而有时候我并不是一个很好的见证。
Sometimes the way I live my life is not consistent with my Christianity.
有时候我生活的方式与我与我的信仰是不太一致的。
And this employee's complaining jumped on my last nerve.
这位员工的抱怨真的是触发了我最后一根神经，让我发怒了。
I mean, it's enough that there's enough hard work to do and keep everything straight and get everything loaded the way it's supposed to be loaded, and then you want to complain to me about something that's so simple and small and stupid?
我认为各样事情都已经安排好了，你还要把这么明显简单的事情向我抱怨吗？
And as soon as this employee walked out the door, I exclaimed loudly, I'm glad you're gone!
当这位员工一走开离开我的办公室门口的时候，我就大声地说，我真高兴他走了。
And I said it a lot louder than that.
我说的声音是比刚刚还要大声多了。
This employee heard it and came back inside.
这位员工听到我说的话，他又回到我办公室。
At which time I said, you really need to go.
我就说你的确是需要离开。
You've clocked out, it's time to go.
现在是该你走的时候了。
But everybody heard me.
所有的员工都听到我说的话了。
And they saw my display, they saw my lack of self-control.
他们都看到我把我的不高兴都写在脸上，我是缺乏自制。
And I was convicted by the Holy Spirit.
然后我心里的圣灵就谴责我。
Here I am surrounded by unbelievers, and here I am being a terrible testimony of Jesus.
我在办公室工作的地方，周围很多都是不信主的人，然而在这里我却为主做了一个很不好的见证。
Romans 5:20 says, "Where sin increased." Grace increased all the more.
罗马书五章二十节说，就是罪在哪里显多，恩典就更显多了。
There's more grace than sin.
恩典总是比罪还要多。
So I prayed that the Lord would still use me and overcome my stupid display of anger so that I could still be a witness for Christ.
所以我就向神祷告，希望神仍然能够使用我，让我能够克服我这个容易发怒的脾气，让我以后仍然能够为主做见证。
When we've sinned again, grace is still more.
当我们再次犯罪的时候，神的恩典会是更多的。
We need to make much of grace.
我们需要
make much of grace, make a big deal about grace.
我们一定要看重恩典。
But there's a danger.
但是要小心哦。
What's the danger?
有什么危险吗？
Well, if when I sin, there's more grace. Romans chapter 6 and verse 1.What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase?
当我们犯罪的时候，恩典就会显多。然而，这个我们来看罗马书第六章第一节，这样怎么说呢？我们可以继续犯，人在犯罪中让恩典显多吗？
Romans 5:20 said, "Where sin increased, grace increased all the more."
罗马书五章二十节说，罪在哪里显多，恩典就更加显多。
Romans chapter 6 verse 1 anticipates the question, shall we say then, shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase?
罗马书第六章第一节就是接着前面一章提出这样一个问题，保罗期望期盼读者可能会提这样一个问题，难道我们就可以继续犯罪让恩典显得更多吗？
So sinning becomes a good thing.
在这里好像看起来犯罪好像成为一件好事了。
Because if I sin more, there's more grace.
因为我在这边多犯罪神所给的恩典就会更加的增多。
Right?
这对吗？
Wrong.
错了。
Verse 2. Romans chapter 6 and verse 2. By no means.
请看第二节，罗马书六章二节，断乎不可。
We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer?
我们在罪上死了的人，岂可仍在罪中活着呢？
So Paul's anticipating that argument.
保罗在写这封书信的时候，他已经预期读者会可能会有一些争辩。
And that begins his discussion of progressive sanctification.
所以接下来他就开始讨论逐步成圣的这个话题。
Let me review some of the terminology of salvation.
让我先给大家复习一些词汇，一些术语是关于救恩的。
Regeneration.
重生。
Is the infusion of divine life into a dead soul.
什么是重生呢？就是属神的生命注入到那已经死这个灵魂死亡的人身上。
Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again.
主耶稣对尼哥德牧说，你必须重生。
We sang about this morning.
我们今天唱的诗歌是有关于重生的。
I gave my life for thee, that song. It says, and quickened from the dead.
我将我的生命献给主。
What does that mean? English speakers, quickened. That's not the way we talk much today. It means to make alive. Okay?We sang this morning. I don't know what it's like in Mandarin, but in English it said quicken from the dead.
今天我们的诗歌里面有谈到说要重生啊。
To make alive.
就是有得到注入新的生命。
The Holy Spirit comes in you and you are regenerated.
神的圣灵进入到你心里，你就被更新了，你就重生了。
One of my part-time jobs is as a hospice chaplain.
我有一个副业，就是我在医院那些得重病的临终病人的面前，我为他们我辅导他们，我安慰他们。
I preach a lot of funerals.
我主持过许多丧礼。
And it might sound strange, but I enjoy preaching funerals.
听起来可能有点奇怪，但是我的确非常喜欢，我很享受在葬礼当中来布道。
Because I've got a lot of lost people gathered at one time.
因为我在葬礼的这种场合，就有许多失丧的人都聚集在一堂。
And you know what I do?
你知道我做些什么吗？
I preach the gospel.
我就传讲福音。
Hoping that God might regenerate.Some of them.
希望神能够使他们这些人有一些人能够重生。
I'm not preaching for the dead person.
我并不是为那已过世的人讲道。
I'm preaching for the living.
我是为还活着的人来讲道。
Regeneration is when divine life comes into a dead soul and makes it alive.
什么是重生呢？就是从神而来的属神的生命进入到一个原本在灵里面死亡的人，让已死的人又活过来。
Another term is conversion.
还有一个词汇就是回转归一。
It's like two sides of the same coin.
就好像一个铜板的两面。
Repentance and faith.
这个 conversion 这个回转，就是包括要悔改。
Repentance.
且有信心，对神有信心。
Repentance is when I turn away from my sin.
什么是悔改呢？就是我离弃罪恶。
And faith is when I believe in Christ.
我的信心是什么呢？我就是对耶稣基督有信心。
That's conversion.
这个就叫做悔改，归向基督。
We have to encourage people to turn away from their sin and turn to Christ.
我们必须鼓励每一个人都是要弃绝罪，回归到神这边。
Another term I've already mentioned is justification.
还有一个词汇我已经提过，就是所谓的称义。
God's act as a judge when he declares us righteous.
就是神好像一个法官一样来宣告我们是唯义的，无罪的。
Sanctification is another term.
另外还有一个词汇就是成圣。
Now, what kind of sanctification are we talking about?
我们在这里讲的成圣到底是指哪一种的成圣呢？
What's the answer to that question?
你们知道问题的答案吗？有几种成圣？
Progressive sanctification.
我们所要谈的就是一个逐步渐进的成圣过程。
But the Bible does talk about a couple of other forms of sanctification.
然而圣经中的确提到有几种成圣。
There is positional sanctification.
有一种是地位上的成圣。
This happened at salvation.
这是在地位上的成圣是在我们得救的时候发生的。
There's prospective sanctification.
还有一种成圣就是未来的成圣。
Which will happen when Jesus comes again or we die.
这个未来的成圣是在什么时候发生，就是是我们去世的时候，离开这个世界的时候，或者是耶稣基督再次回来的时候。
So positional sanctification is at salvation.
所以地位上的成圣是我们一得救的时候就发生的。
Progressive sanctification is throughout the Christian life.
我们的逐步渐进成圣是发生在我们整个基督徒的生活当生命当过程中。
And prospective sanctification is in the future in heaven.
未来的完全然成圣是发生在未来，当我们到天上与在神的国里与神同在。
Verse 1 says.Of Romans chapter 6, what shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase?
罗马书六章一节说，这样怎么说呢？我们可以仍在罪中叫恩典显多吗？
There's two extremes here that Paul is addressing.
保罗在这里所要回答的就是针对两个极端。
In the book of Romans, he addresses two extremes.
在整个罗马书当中，保罗就是要驳斥两个极端的看法。
There are the libertines who use the freedom of the gospel to justify sin.
其中一个极端就是那些所谓的自由派人士，他们就用福音的为借口，把犯罪合理化。
Christian liberty, I can do what I want.
他们认为基督徒是有自由的，得自由了，我可以做一切我所想要做的事。
No, you can't.
事实上不然，你不
能。Not if you're a Christian.
你并不能为所欲为。
This is not my life.
作为一个基督徒，其实这不是我们的生命了。
It's not my body.
我的身体也不是我的身体了。
It's not my tongue.
我的舌头不是我的。
My hands.
我的手也不是我的。
My feet.
我的脚也不是我的。
I belong to Christ.
因为一个基督徒是完完全全归属于基督的。
God has not called you to happiness. God has called you to holiness.
神呼召我们并不是让我们快快乐乐的为所欲为，神呼召我们是要我们成为圣洁。
I once had a lady tell me, doesn't God want me to be happy?
曾经有一个女士问我，难道神不想让我快乐吗？
She was leaving her husband.
她打算跟她的先生离婚。
They had three beautiful daughters.
她有三个非常美丽的可爱的女儿。
The book of Proverbs says, a wise woman builds her house.
我们知道箴言里面说智慧的妇人建立家室。
But the foolish tears it down with her own hands.
然而愚昧的妇人亲自拆毁家室。
God does not call you to happiness.
神并不是叫我们只追随自己去自己享乐。
God calls you to holiness.
神呼召我们成为圣洁。
Now are we happy?
我们快乐吗？
Sometimes.
有时候我们会快乐的。
Sometimes I'm just the happiest guy around.
有时候我是好像全世界最一群人当中最快乐的人。
But it's not something I pursue.
然而追求快乐并不是我的目标。
No matter what the US Constitution says.
不管美国的宪法是如何说。
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
美国宪法说我们有这个追求自，我们有自由追求快乐的权利。
Now I think I know what the founders meant by that.
我想我知道我们的建国什么先父们他们的真正的意思是什么。
But we have to be careful that we're not living for entertainment or pleasure.
然而我们必须要警醒，我们活着并不是为了享乐而已。
Happiness is not something we pursue. Happiness is something we stumble over on the path of duty.
快乐并不是我们所应该要追求的。我们应该这样说，快乐是在我们尽我们的责任以后，我们就会得到快乐的。
One author put it this way.
有一位作者这样说
He would neither abandon God's grace to accommodate the legalists, nor abandon God's righteousness to accommodate the libertine.
这位作者说他自己，他不会去放这位作者他是一方面他不会放弃神的恩典以来配合讨好这些律法主义者另外一方面他也不会放弃神的公义来配合讨好那些自由派人士。
Those are the two extremes.
是两个极端这两派人士。
Legalism is that my righteousness comes through following the law.
律法主义者就是认为他们的义是在于他们遵守各样的律法。
That our salvation comes from our efforts.
他们认为我们要得救必须要靠着自己的努力。
But we can sometimes also think that I'm holier than other people because of the rules that I keep in my life.
这些律法主义有的时候他们就会自己认为自己比某些人圣洁，因为他们遵守的律法比某些人多。
I'm better than other people because of what I do and don't do.
他们有时候就会有一点自我优越感，因为觉得自己做的比别人做的多些。
Because I keep this list of rules, I'm better than you.
他们会这样想，因为我完全都遵守这些规矩、这些律法，所以你没有，所以我比你好。
No, you're not.
事实上，他们错了。
Our righteousness is the righteousness of Christ.
事实上，我们没有义，我们的义都是要靠来自于耶稣基督的义。
Not my own.
不是我们自己的。
It's Christ's righteousness.
真正的义只有来自于耶稣基督。
The other extreme is live for pleasure.
另外一派极端人士，他们就是活着就是要享乐。
Are you familiar with the Latin phrase carpe diem?
你们不晓得有没有听过这个有一句拉丁文的一句成语。
It means seize the day.
他们意思说抓住剑客。
Live it up!
就是活在当下。
Party!
赶快享乐开 party。
I work with people like this and you do too. That's what they're living for, right?
我想你们都知道有一些人是这样活着。
The next thrill, the next pleasure, right?
他们总是在期待下面一个一个乐趣一些刺激。
But then Monday morning comes.
他们周末就开 party, 然后礼拜天
you,
礼拜一早上来了。
And you see them walking around work,
然后他们要礼拜一要去工作的时候他们就垂头丧气。
How was your weekend?
我不知道你们的周末过得如何。
Oh, well, it was okay. How about yours? It was great. Let me tell you about church.
你可能会叹口气说，哦，不错啊，我们这次去教会。
I don't normally get that question, actually.
我不知道该如何回答这个问题。
What shall we say then? Are we to continue? Are we to go on sinning so that grace may increase?
这样怎么说呢？我们可以人在罪中，叫恩典显多吗？
God's grace does not provide me freedom to habitually sin.
神的恩典并不是要让我可以习惯性的犯罪。
That's an abuse of grace.
这样就是滥用、误用神的恩典。
But I still need to make a big deal out of grace.
然而我实在是必须要重视神的恩典充分利用神的恩典。
So that lawlessness is a legitimate temptation.
所以无法。
Living however I want.
就是
is a legitimate temptation.
想任意妄为无这样的一个情形常常是一个非常合理化的一个诱惑。
We've got to emphasize grace.
我们必须要强调神的恩典。
And whenever grace is emphasized, living however you want becomes a legitimate temptation.
只要我们在哪里强调神的恩典那我们这个我们想要为所欲为任意而行就会成为一个非常合理化的一个诱惑。
But that doesn't mean that I stop making a big deal out of grace.
但这并不是说我们就可以不要重视恩典。
When I lost my temper at work,
当我在办公室发脾气的时候
I was thankful for grace.
我非常感谢神有恩典。
I'm still saved.
我仍然是得救的。
I'm still a believer.
我仍然是信神的。
I just proved once again that I'm a flawed believer.
我发脾气只不过是再次证明我是一个不完全的一个信徒。
Galatians 5:22And 23 says this, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there's no law.
加拉太书五章二十一到二十三节说，圣灵的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔和节制。这样的事情没有律法禁止。
Self-control.
最后一项是要节制、自制。
And I ask the Lord's forgiveness. I have several times actually.
我就一再的祷告，祈求神原谅我的罪。
For my lack of self-control.
求神原谅我缺乏节制、自制。
But I still make much out of grace.
我仍然得到了神的恩典。
Romans 5:20 is still true.
罗马书第五章二十节的确是真的。
Where sin increased, grace increased all the more.
罪在哪里显多， 恩典就更显多了。
Where sin increased, grace increased all the more.
罪在哪里多，哪里多犯罪，神给的恩典是更多的，超过罪的。
Grace is still more.
恩典总是更多的。
But don't go on sinning so that grace may increase.
然而我们并不可以借此继续犯罪，活在罪里面，让恩典来显多。
God's grace does not provide freedom to habitually sin.
神所给我们的恩典并不是要容许我们习惯性的犯罪。
That's really the first point.
这是我今天所要强调的第一个重点。
God's grace does not provide freedom to habitually sin.
神的恩典并不是要给我们自由去任习惯犯罪，仍然活在罪里面。
And here's the second point.
接下来就是我要讲的第二点。
God's grace provides freedom from the power of sin.
神的恩典是让我们能够从罪的权势之下得释放，得自由。
Turn over to Galatians chapter 5.
请大家打开圣经，加拉太书第五章。
Verse 16.
第十六节。
Galatians 5:16.
加拉太书第五章第十六节。
And 17.
还有十七节。
So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh, for the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit,And the spirit was contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other so that you are not to do whatever you want.
加拉太书五章十六到十七节，我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。
We have sin within.
我们里面都有罪。
We have sin still in us.
罪仍然在我们里头。
These desires of the flesh.
我们都有一些属肉体的情欲。
Walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh.
你们当顺从圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
What does it mean to walk by the Spirit?
顺从圣灵而行，这是什么意思呢？
I believe it means to let the Word of Christ dwell in you.
我相信这就是说，要让基督的话，圣经上的话，住在我们心里，存在我们心里。
Read the Bible.
要读圣经。
Meditate on the Bible.
我们要思想，反复思想神圣经上的话语。
Think about God.
我们要常常想到神。
Think about Christ.
我们要常常想到耶稣基督。
Bathe your mind in the Word.
我们要把我们的心沉浸在神的话语当中。
Walk by the Spirit and you'll not carry out the desires of the flesh.
我们顺从圣灵而行，就不会放纵肉体情欲了。
Back to Romans 6:2.
我们再回到罗马书第六章第二节。
By no means we are those who have died to sin. We are those who have died to sin.
断乎不可，我们在罪上死的人，岂可仍在罪中活着呢？我们是应该像罪已死的人。
This means it no longer has power over me.
这就是说，罪不在我们身上能够有什么权势了。
I can choose to do right.
我现在可以选择去做那对的事情。
According to Romans 8:8, those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
根据罗马书第八章第八节说，凡是属肉体的的人是不能够得神喜欢的。
And who are those who are in the flesh? They are unbelievers.
谁是属肉体的呢？就是那些不相信神的人。
I still have the flesh, but I'm not in the flesh.
我仍然有属肉体的身体，我仍然有，但是我并不是顺从我的肉体来生活。
I still have the desires of the flesh.
我仍然会有属肉体的欲望。
And sometimes it makes me yell, I'm glad you're gone!
这也就是为什么我上个周末我会在办公室里大喊说我真高兴你走了。And
I should have just kept it in.
我其实是应该把这个生气压在心里的。
I died to sin. I don't have to sin anymore.
我们向罪死是什么意思呢? 就是说我们不必再去犯罪了。
I'm going to sin.
我可能正打算要犯罪。
I will never be sinless.
我们只要活在肉身，我们就不可能是完全无罪的。But
I can sin less.
然而我的确可以减少我的犯罪。
I'll never be sinless.
我在我的有生之年，我不可能完全无罪。
But I can sin less.
我的确是可以选择少犯罪不犯罪。
It's kind of like three steps forward, two steps back.
看起来就好像是向前走三步，然后我又倒退两步了。
Remember that?
记得这个吗? 我说过的。
When is it? When do I step back? I step back when I sin. When I yell, I'm glad you're gone.
当我倒退走的时候，就是我犯罪的时候，比如说我犯罪发怒，向别人大吼大叫。But
then I repent, and then I get growing again.
然而，当我认罪悔改的时候，我就继续成长，在属灵上成长，往前走。Where
there's life, there's growth.
只要有生命，就会有成长。And
where there's growth, there's change.
有成长，就必然有改变。Where
there's life, there's growth. Where there's growth, there's change.
凡是有生命的地方，就会有成长，有成长就会带来改变。
Holiness starts where justification finishes.
Mm-hmm.
And if holiness does not start, we have the right to suspect that justification never started either.
有人这样说哈，圣洁追求圣洁是在称义结束以后开始的。如果没有看见这个称圣洁的话，我们是可以有权利去怀疑这个称义是不是曾经发生过，是曾经开始过。
Holiness starts where justification finishes.
当称义之后就是要追求圣洁。
And if holiness does not start,
如果我们看不见一个人追求圣洁,
we have the right to suspect that justification never started either.
我们就有权利可以怀疑说这个人是不是真正被称义，他是否曾经被称义过，真正相信过。
Like the person who once said to me while they were leaving their spouse and children for another person they met on the internet,
当有人告诉我他要离开他的配偶跟孩子，而要去与他在网上认识的一个人去一同生活。
This person said to me, well, isn't it true that once saved, always saved?
这个人就问我说，难道这不是正确的，不是你们不是说你一次得救就永远得救吗？
And I read this person, 1 John 2:19.
我就向这个人读约翰一书第一章。
I was sitting at their kitchen table.
我在他们的家厨房的桌子上面跟他一起谈话。And
I read this verse.
我向他读这一个经文。
1 John 2:19.
约翰一书二章十九。
1 John 2:19.
第二章第十九节。
Which says, they went out from us, but they did not really belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But their going showed that none of them belonged to us.
约翰一书第二章十九节，他们从我们中间出去，却不是属我们的。若是属我们的，我必仍旧就必仍旧与我们同在。他们出去，显明那不是属我们的。
I said, yeah, I believe once saved, always saved, but you're not acting saved.
我跟这个人说，的确，我相信你一次真正得救就永远得救，但是我不认为你好像是真的得救了。
I also said, I'd hate to preach your funeral.
我也跟他，我同时也对他说，我非常不想要在你的葬礼上面来讲道。
Because I would not talk about you being in a better place.
因为我并不会提到你在一个更好的地方。
They didn't really appreciate those words.
然而对方并不感谢我说这些话。
But ministers of the gospel are not out to win popularity contests.
然而作为福音的使者工作者，你的目的并不是需要赢得人的欢迎喜爱。
Ministers of the gospel are to preach truth.
福音的仆使者，福音的仆人就是要传讲神的话。
I like people. Excuse me. I like people to like me.
我喜欢人家都很喜欢我。
Don't you like to be liked?
你难道不喜欢被人喜爱吗？
I like to be liked.
我很喜欢受欢迎，被大家喜爱。
But I can't have that as my number one goal.
然而这绝对不可能成为我的首要目标。
I want to be liked by him.
我最大的目标是希望能够被神所喜悦。
I want to do the right thing.
我希望能够做正确的事。
We're all just growing.
我们都是在成长的过程当中。
There are no superman or superwoman Christians.
要知道并没有这种超级基督徒弟兄基督徒姐妹的存在。
Leaping over temptations in a single bound.
好像这些超级基督徒就能够轻而易举的克服一切的诱惑，好一切好像是一就可而成的。
We're all part fleshly,And part spiritual.
我们都是有一部分是是肉体属肉体的，有一部分是属灵的。
The best men at their best are but men.
最好的男人在他们尽最大的努力最好的状态之下，他们仍然是男人。
The best women at their best are but women.
最好的女人在她们最大的努力最好的最佳状态之下，她们仍然是女人。
The best humans at their best are but human.
凡是一个人，即使是他尽最大的努力在他的最佳状态之下，他仍然只是一个人。
We're all flawed. We're all sinful.
我们都有缺陷，我们都是有罪的。
But we can become more holy.
然而我们的确是可以成为比较圣洁。
I have the complete righteousness of Christ positionally.
在地位上来说，我已经拥有耶稣基督全然的义在我身上。
But practically, I'm far away from Christ-likeness.
然而事实上，我离耶稣基督的义还差得很远。
We are to bridge that gap.During the Christian life.
那这地位上的义与我实际上的义这中间的差距就是要靠我们在基督徒的一生当中我们要把它弥补过来。
We are to become what we already are.
我们是要成为我们应该有的这样像耶稣基督。
Become practically what you already are positionally.
就是我们在实际生活中要成为我们地位上已经有的。
And none of this is possible without Christ.
离开耶稣基督这是不可能的。
None of this is possible without the gospel.
离开撇开福音的话这也是不可能的。
which we're going to participate in with the Lord's Supper.
现在我们要来一起来纪念主耶稣基督的圣餐。
Let's stand for prayer.
让我们一起来祷告，让我们一起站起来祷告。
Our Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
thank you for sending your Son Jesus to die for sinners.
感谢你差派你的爱子耶稣基督来到世上为我们罪而死。
Thank you for his shed blood.
感谢耶稣基督为我们的罪而流血舍身。
Thank you for his broken body.
我们为耶稣基督破碎的身体献上感谢。
And thank you for the opportunity today to remember him.
我们感谢你今天我们有机会一起来纪念主耶稣基督的牺牲。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.